Well, good morning. 708 Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, come on, man.
Happy birthday to you.
It's 6 to midnight, man, right now.
Happy birthday, Mr. Hunter, Mr. Radio Guy. Happy birthday.
I'm flattered.
To you. Big old 37, you old bag of bones. You old bag, You old bag of bones.
Yes. Hurt his heaven.
Do you feel different today?
Yeah, I do feel different because I smacked my head on the bathroom table this morning. No joke. That's how I started my day, my birthday. Wham! Oh, so, yeah, even talking right now, having these headphones on, I can kind of feel my heartbeat on the side of my head.
So you started your birthday with...
Yes, exactly. That's exactly
your 37th birthday started off with... You got to be careful, dude, all right? You're 37. You're no spring chicken anymore. You got to head injuries, open wounds.
That's no joke.
Yeah.
As you get older, bones start to pop more often.
Yeah. Your joints are stiffen up. You don't recover as quickly.
No joke. There's mornings where I wake up, I slept wrong. And I'm like, it's like I'm not really walking straight today.
That's what plays when Hunter gets out of bed now. Yeah. Any big plans for your 37th birthday today? Your wife doing anything for you?
Die. Five-year plan.
No, come on. Does the wife have something special? Is she going to make you dinner and do that old, special birthday treat? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. That one time a year when your wife begrudgingly takes you, fine, I'll do it at your birthday. I'm talking about making a cake.
Probably not even today.
No, not even today.
I don't know. We'll see. And actually, no plans, man. Maybe I'll go.
You know what your wife hears when she has to do that on your birthday?
It's his birthday. Damn it.
What do you do for your 37?
I mean, nothing.
There's nothing important about that.
I'm telling you, and I'm a firm believer in this. After 35, it goes 40, then it goes 50, then 60.
I think
65 you can kind of celebrate because that's like a retirement age.
And then
you're dead.
Then you forget about it. Like, I'm tired of the pressure around birthdays, okay? Because now here's the thing, and maybe this is selfish of me. And the fact that I'm even wishing you a happy birthday is already more pressure than I'd like to put on. Because I don't want people fussing about my birthday, because then I got to fuss about your birthday. And I go, happy birthday.
That's the thing. See, everybody, here's another thing. The Facebook.
Exactly. You know, it's the Facebook pressure.
You feel like, oh, I got to say thank you to everybody. So everybody has the poster. Hey, thank you for all the birthday wishes, blah, you know.
But see,
why do you got to put that? Why?
I got to the point where I would, in this last year was a perfect shining example. Like, I started replying to everyone. I'm like, I'm not doing this. And then I didn't even do a mass post. It's like, look, that's not, if you don't know by now that I appreciate it, that's it. But there was a time where it's almost like you felt that pressure.
I'm not, thank you.
Yeah. You know what? F you guys. You don't talk to me any other day of the year.
I'm old. Quit reminding me.
If it wasn't for Facebook, you wouldn't even know it's my birthday. So kick me. Get out of here.
I was going to ask you that. How do you know it's everybody's birthday all day? Is it Facebook?
Facebook. Honestly, family members on a calendar. That's the only reason. Otherwise, I don't know when birthdays are.
Yeah.
The only reason I kind of remembered yours is because you told me, you mentioned it like just in passing last week.
Yeah. No, you remembered it. I didn't even mention it to you. You remember?
No, you did. Like a couple weeks ago, you said, well, I think my birthday's like we're doing something.
Oh, you know what it was? Because you're doing the remote today. I was supposed to do Pratt today.
That's what it was, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, hey.
That's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Can I take the day off because it's my birthday?
That's not how I talk.
Could you just do it for me because it's my birthday?
What?
I don't know. That's what you sounded like in my head.
That's the noise. Huh?
If you wouldn't mind, you just do that for me on my birthday.
All right. Yeah, I'll do it for you. That's fine. But
well, thanks.
Anyway, happy birthday, you old bag of bones. You old, you know what? You're dead. It is your birthday. You're one step closer to dying. There you go.
You jerk.
You jerk. Well, I was excited about my birthday. Anyway.
Hey, you know what? You know what I kind of do want?
Hey, what do you want? What do we want over there? What is it? You know
what I'm saying? What do I want? Louis Armstrong now?
Hey, what do you do? What a wonderful world.
Is that what that is? You know what? I kind of want that confetti cake. Is that like the vanilla cake with the sprinkles
on the inside? Which I don't know why I like
that cake so much. It's good.
It tastes the same as any other vanilla cake, but I think because it's got all the fun colors in there. So.
Rob, no, I'm diabetic. I can't really have the confetti cake.
You know what? If you do want to die on your birthday,
one slice, eat
that whole cake. You'll be all right. You know what I want for my next birthday? Some GD peace and quiet. All right.
Leave me alone.
All right. Anyway. Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
We got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know you want to pump it. You know you need to pump it. We'll pump it. Pump That Septic. Well, I do have to start with some sad news. The late, great Olivia, well, she's late now, but the great Olivia Newton-John passed away the other day at the age of 73 at her home in Los Angeles. She had been battling cancer for like 30 years, breast cancer, just kind of, you know, treating it and coming back. But
wait, who was this?
Olivia Newton-John, Sandy from Greece. Sandy? Oh. Yeah.
Sandy. Okay,
Sandy? That's the best line John Travolta's ever said. Sandy! Well, obviously, she was a huge music star, movie star, pop star. She was kind of like the Taylor Swift of her era. She started as a country pop artist, and then she became a pop superstar. Most people know her from the movie Grease, but she had some big hits like Magic Xanadu, her biggest smash, Physical. Let's get physical!
Oh, great physical. Song.
She also had a song, I'm pretty sure, called Sugar Walls, which I believe was about her little Olivia, if you don't song.
All right.
But, yeah, she was a huge star. Everyone's been paying tribute. And, you know, 73, that's young, man. And battling cancer for as long as she did, oh, that sucks. That sucks. So, but she was the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Like the song, you know?
Yeah.
You know, in Greece?
I got it.
Sandy! So, rest in peace, Olivia. You gave us a lot of great stuff, and we wish we had you for longer, Sandy. How about this? Moving from Olivia Newton-John to candy corn. If candy corn already wasn't gross enough, now they're making it even worse with hot dog and hamburger flavored candy corn.
They're just doing it on purpose. Now leaning into it.
Like they're trolling us now on purpose. Like, you know, the makers at candy corn. They're sitting up there in their office, all right? A bunch of guys in suits, like, well, hey, we already know that we have the worst candy ever invented. What can we do?
They stopped making it in, like, the 70s. I thought it was just still around.
It actually is the same stuff. Now they're just throwing it in hot dog water and then repackaging it. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. Yeah.
Why?
I am sick and tired of these candy companies doing stuff like it's the same thing.
Money off of this. How much do you think it costs to make candy corn? Nothing.
No, they're in the black. Like at this point, that's got to be like the cheapest thing to make. A penny.
Does anybody like candy corn?
No, you know what?
In a room of 100 people, maybe one person raises their hand.
I'm convinced. Quit allowing it. All right. Quit allowing this to happen.
Ridiculous.
No, I'm convinced that people who like candy corn and like jelly beans, any of that wax candy, they're just doing it because like they have no other personality traits. And like this is a thing for them. Oh, yeah, I'm a huge fan. I collect jelly bean stuff. Really? Well, you're a psycho because jelly beans are effing gross. It's the same thing like jelly beans do with like those gross flavors. You know that like jelly bean roulette that they have where they have
they have a rotten egg one.
Yeah, like spoiled milk and like, oh, yeah, this one's a vomit flavored one. It's like, why? What is the point? What is the point? I don't know.
It's gross. I don't get it.
But, yeah, so if you hate your life, go get some hot dog and hamburger-flavored candy corn because it's a thing now. It's a thing now.
It's not even wrapped. Just take a handful of it.
Yeah, it's just sitting there in a old coffee can at the counter at the gas station. Like, hey, if you want some, it's free. It's like the leave a penny, take a penny, but with candy corn. It's great.
Candy corn, right. Yeah, nobody takes it.
I've had this extra candy corn sitting in my pocket. Do you mind if I put it in the tray? That's fine. That's fine. Lastly, have you heard the saying, nothing good happens after midnight? My folks, they loved saying that. Well, it's a reminder that when we're tired or we've been out drinking, we don't always make the best decisions after the clock strikes 12. Well, it turns out, Hunter, that grandma and mom, they were onto something. According to a study from the Mass General Research Institute, our brains are not supposed to be awake after midnight. Researchers found that staying up late not only messes with the brain's sleep and wake clock, but it leads to more impulsive behavior and risky decisions like drinking, overeating, gambling, or even criminal mischief.
Oh, criminal mischief.
You know, I always thought that it was just an old fuddy-duddy thing to say. Nothing good happened. Whatever. Man, I'm partying all night.
You're not typically not studying. You're not, you know,
no,
working out or eating healthy. Yeah, you're right. Nothing good is the moon's up.
Yeah.
When the moon's up, things happen. I don't know what it is about that thing, but
when I look back at all the degenerate things I've done in my life, all the whoring and drugs and carrying on like just a piece of trash, they've all been after midnight. Yeah. I just never put two and two together until I got older.
Your parents aren't wrong. Your parents went through it. They know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've lived it.
Yeah. Grandma knew. That's when Grandma did all her horn and drugs, was after midnight.
After midnight.
After midnight. We gonna let it all hang out. Yeah.
I can't even make it to midnight.
Like, I don't even want to. Like, if someone said, like, even New Year's Eve, like, oh, you gonna watch the ball drop? I'm like, no. I get it. Like, what's the point?
Ball drops and everybody cheers.
I'm tired, okay? I'm trying to think of, like, what could happen at midnight that would make me want to stay up. Like, hey, you're going to get to meet Aaron Rodgers at midnight, all right? He's going to come to your house and knock on your door.
He'll still be nodding out there around
11:30. He'll still probably be like, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? Right? Cindy Crawford is going to come and give you a hand jibber at midnight. I'd be like,
It's 11:45. You keep checking his watch.
I'd just pop one off myself and go to sleep. That's what I'm going to do. Sorry, Cindy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cindy.
Tired.
Anyway, so what do we got? We got Sandy. We got gross candy corn. And, just go to bed. Just go to bed, all right?
Just, we're all tired.
It's 8:45. I'm tired. Let's go to bed. All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.